But Jadeveon Clowney is one you can't forget. And the Texans need a new left tackle. But the reason why the Texans might be a little hesitant on giving him a brand new deal. Jadeveon Clowney has had 5 surgeries in the last 5 years. 1 for every year. In 2014, he had knee surgery, microfracture surgery, and a sports hernia surgery. 2015, he got an ankle sprain, he had a lower back injury, and a Lisfranc sprain. In 2016, he had an elbow sprain issue, 2017, a knee surgery, and 2018, another knee surgery and a lower back injury. Someone that young to have 3 knee surgeries as a pass rusher. And the number one thing as a pass rusher is you have to know how to bend as soon as you jump off that line of scrimmage. You got to be able to bend around that right or left tackle to get to the quarterback. And some are worried about his knee. But currently right now, the Texans front office, they're currently attempting to shop Jadeveon Clowney. And Clowney's a guy I would want on my team. I mean, how do you not remember the big hit he had in college? I mean, that's really where everything sparked. A top pick in the draft. Clowney coming off his rookie deal, he wants that big deal. He could get paid $16 million on the franchise tag if he signs it and plays on it. And I think that's what he wants to do. He will do it. I mean, obviously, he wants a new deal. But no doubt about it, Jadeveon Clowney is coming after the 3rd preseason game of Houston, whether that's in Houston or on a different franchise. And it's going to be expensive, but it's not to have him on your team in the long run, but it's not going to be expensive if you're a front office right now, not named the Houston Texans and looking to trade for him. And when I mean it's not expensive, I mean asset-wise. Texans aren't going to be greedy on this. They want to get something back because they don't plan on signing him long-term the way everything looks. And what the Texans need, like I said, they need a left tackle. Here's some possible trades where Jadeveon Clowney could go. I saw this on the interweb, and I did my own research on teams. And one of the top teams being talked about right now, the Philadelphia Eagles. And there we go, Schaefer 13 putting it on the chat room. He's the MVP Bleacher Creature for the day. The Jadeveon Clowney for South Carolina absolutely demolished the running back in the backfield when they played Michigan. 5 yards for the ball, 7+ for the helmet. Possible trades, but like I said, this is the one top team that I could see going after Jadeveon Clowney. That is the Philadelphia Eagles. They just lost Michael Bennett. And they have good depth on the offensive line. Now, I'm not saying they're going to trade their top-tier left tackle in Peters, but there is depth on that team to where they can find a way. And whether it's not, it doesn't have to be a left tackle. The Texans aren't saying, well, we're not going to trade for, or we're not going to give up Jadeveon Clowney if you don't give us a left tackle. No, it's got to be still a decent deal. It's just something that they can work with. And the Eagles have depth. They could give up a draft pick. They have those. Another team that I could possibly quite see right now that if Jadeveon Clowney went to this team and paired with Myles Garrett, picture it now. Myles Garrett there on the one end, Sheldon Richardson in the middle, Jadeveon Clowney on the outside, the Cleveland Browns. Could you imagine the Cleveland Browns finding a way to acquire Jadeveon Clowney? Paul C. in the chat room, best play ever, leveling the yellow guy. Michigan is old news, go green. You know, Michigan, college football-wise, hasn't done anything unless you're named Ohio State. And speaking of Ohio State, did you hear about what they're trying to do? What they're trying to trademark? They're trying to trademark the word "the" because of the Ohio State University. They don't want it just to be Ohio State University. They are going so far into the realm of possibilities that they want to trademark the in the Ohio State. That's nuts. Nuts. Another team possibly for Jadeveon Clowney. Throughout the Indianapolis Colts, Chris Ballard, for the general manager of the Colts, has been very patient in who they acquire in the offseason. They've done all their money worth in the draft, getting players like Darius Leonard, Rocky Sin, defensive back. They just got Justin Houston for a really cheap deal in the offseason.